Hey, it's Chris Johnson, and guess what? I don't have any clothes on right now. It's another naked podcast. You like that? You like the sound of that? Yeah. That's my phone sex voice. I haven't broke that out in a long time, but I used to break out phone sex Chris Johnson. That was back in the day when I was doing two jobs. I thought, motherfucker, like, if I can't find a way out of this 6-day, 60-hour week horse shit, I'm gonna go, like, trying to get people off on the phone. I don't give a shit. Men, women, whatever the fuck you need. Phone sex Chris Johnson can take care of your fucking ass, yeah. How's that sound? I'm glad to know I still got it. I just went for a run, and it's late. It was hot as fucking balls today. Hot as balls outside. And I wanted to go outside. I didn't feel like going to the fucking gym. It's nice outside. It's fucking summertime. I love summertime. It's green. It's pretty. Animals are running around and shit. So I wanted to fucking go outside and get that shit taken care of. But it's like hot and muggy, and I don't feel like taking a shower right now. I gotta take a shower, but I don't want to take a shower right away. So I just, you know, I'm just fucking killing time until I decide to fucking take a shower. I was gonna do this with my blinds open. I've done naked podcasts in front of my fucking windows before. I don't give two shits. I closed the blinds though. Spoiler alert. I had to close the fucking blinds. Because I wasn't counting on the fucking light from the monitor illuminating my balls. I thought, like, if I just stood here in the dark, a car drives by, maybe turns, the light shines into the window just at the right time when somebody's walking in, maybe they get a fucking show. But, like, if this fucking monitor's lighting up, I can't give this shit away for free, you know what I mean? And I'm gonna segue from talk about my naked penis into talk about how I hate my fucking dad. How can we make that segue? Well, it's my fucking show. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I was thinking earlier today. I don't know what made it pop into my fucking head. Shit just pops into my head all the time. And I think it pops into my head all the time because I'm fucking damaged. And I'm damaged because my dad was a dick and I fucking hated how I grew up. So things don't really leave me. Things are always like in the back of my head. It's not that you don't get over them. I mean, get over them is probably the wrong way to put it. I don't really think that I get over fucking anything. Like it fucking happened. You get past it. You move on. Like if somebody dies, if you lose a close friend of yours or a fucking relative, you lose somebody, somebody fucking dies. You know what? Like get over the death. You just learn to fucking deal with it. You know what I mean? It's not like one day you're like, oh man, I'm fucking over it. Like I'm gonna just live my life as if my buddy's still fucking alive. You're just like, you know, you get to a point where you're used to dealing with it. You know that it's fucking there and you just fucking handle it. That's how it is with like trauma with me. Like I deal with it and I get past it. You know, I go to therapy, talk about it, work it out. So it's not fucking dragging my ass down anymore, but it's still in the back of my fucking head. It still fucking hangs there. It still like weighs on my fucking ass. Like if it pops in and you know, shit will just pop into my fucking head from time to time. I'm kind of glad that I still have the memories, I guess. I know this is going to sound fucking strange, but like that happened to me. That's me. That made me into me. So it's important in some way because I like me. And if I didn't go through that, I wouldn't be me. But at the same time, I wish I didn't go through it. That's kind of the way I think about it, which is a really fucked up way to think about it, but maybe that's just the way I deal with it. Anytime like something pops in to my head with my fucking dad, like I'll remember like a whole bunch of like horrible incidents where he like fucking mocked me or yelled at me. Like, dude, I never felt fucking safe as a kid. I never felt like I could be myself without being fucking made fun of by this fucking asshole. So as a result, I'm fucking guarded. I'm introverted in a lot of fucking ways. I don't fucking tell people anything. I can't fucking touch people. Like if somebody wants to give me a hug, it's like, whoa, what the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck away from me. Even if it's a fucking relative or some shit, like it just fucks my ass up. I don't like it. It could be something so simple too. Like he could ask for something. He'd be like, hey man, get me a glass of water. Like, all right, man, I'm gonna fucking do something and my dad's gonna be fucking happy because I'm gonna fucking deliver this glass of water. It's gonna fucking work out. So I go, I grab a glass, like an actual glass, and I fill it up with water and I hand it to him. And he's like, why did you just give me this in a glass? I was like, well, you asked for a glass of water. He's like, I don't want it in a glass. I was like, well, why did you ask for a glass of water? I'm a kid. This is kid Chris Johnson. A kid's gonna do the fucking literal thing that you fucking asked him to do. He's like, put it in a plastic cup. I was like, well, that's not a glass. You should have said it was, you know, you want it in a plastic cup. He's like, that's a plastic glass. So you fucked up. And instead of just saying, oh, sorry, buddy, like, just put it in a plastic cup, you just insisted that you were fucking right to a child by saying, like, no, Chris Johnson, you're a fucking idiot. You're a stupid human being for not understanding that I wanted my water in a plastic cup, even though I said glass. And after you pointed that out, you said that a plastic cup is, in fact, a plastic glass. You see the fucking mental gymnastics you have to do? How big a fucking asshole do you have to be to twist that shit around to get to that point? And like when events like that happen day after day after day, it just makes you feel like shit to the point where like you can't like function normally. I had something in my eye one time, like an eyelash or some shit. I'm like, dude, there's something in my eye. Like I gotta get this shit out. You know, when you're a kid, you like panic. You don't want anybody touching your eye. You don't want your parents to do it because they're gonna fuck with your eye and it's gonna like get worse, like in your mind. But you also don't have the balls or the capability to get that shit out of your eye yourself. So you just fucking rub it. You know, just rub your eye. And I remember he's like, take a shot glass and hold it up to your eye. And I'm thinking, what the fuck does that mean? A shot glass? I don't even know what a fucking shot glass was. Apparently we had them. So like I found a shot glass and I held it, and it's, you know, the tiny, tiny glass. And I just like held it up against my eye. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And then he made fun of me for doing what he fucking told me to do. Again, a kid's gonna do the literal thing you fucking asked asked him to do, you piece of shit. Apparently what he wanted to do is fill up the shot glass with water and then dump it in my eye. And then, like, if there was something in there, like, hopefully it would flush it out. Maybe you can explain it to a fucking kid, you dick. Like, I'm, like, sensitive now if I think people are fucking making fun of me. I'm cool, like, joking around with people, but, like, I'm always worried, like, am I the butt of the fucking joke? Am I the butt of the fucking joke like I was with my dad all those goddamn years? I always hope not. I think that's part of the reason I fuck around all the time. Because I feel like if I can, like, put myself down first, then, you know, it doesn't really matter. Then I take control of the situation. I don't understand why, like, if you have a kid, you treat your kid like that. Or why would you treat anybody like that? Like, does it make you feel important? Does it make you feel smart? You're smarter than a fucking 8-year-old. I don't fucking get it. And that is another piece of Chris Jatson's origin story. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays with more joy. Podbean is the host of the podcast. Every fucking episode is there. You can also find me on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Spotify or iHeartRadio, wherever you want, really. I'm on Twitter. That is @JohnsonHateYou. I'm on Instagram. That is @MaybeFiveMinutes. And if you're into Facebook, you can catch me right in my timeline.